This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations and other international aid organizations on Sunday decried the devastating toll of 6 months of war in Gaza, warning that the Palestinian territory had become beyond catastrophic. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made a new condemnation of the barbaric act of violence that unleashed the war and demanded the release of remaining hostages. Of Gaza's 36 main hospitals, only 10 remain partially functional, according to the WHO. Israel's prime minister says there'll be no ceasefire in Gaza at the six-month mark of Hamas's deadly October 7th attacks. VOA's Arash Aravasadi has more.
The U.S.-designated terror group Hamas and its allies stormed into Israel, killing some 1,200 people and taking hostage more than 250. Israel then declared war on the group, launching air and ground assaults into Gaza, promising to eradicate Hamas. Since then, the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli strikes killed more than 33,000 Palestinians. Israel's widespread aerial attacks have leveled much of the civilian infrastructure in Gaza, creating a humanitarian crisis. Israel has rejected accusations of war crimes. Arash Aravasadi, VOA News.
Jordan has dispatched Sunday what it says is the largest humanitarian aid convoy to the Gaza Strip. A charity said the convoy consisted of 105 trucks of food supplies, including rice and flour. It said the food supplies will be delivered with the help of international bodies and humanitarian organizations before the start of Eid al-Fitr this week. This is VOA News. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame on Sunday said the international community had failed his country during the 1994 genocide as he paid tribute to victims 30 years after extremists tore apart the nation. In Kigali, there was a solemn ceremony to commemorate a 100-day massacre that claimed the lives of 800,000 people, largely Tutsis but also moderate Hutus, an audience that African heads of state and former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who had called the genocide the biggest failure of his administration. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign said it raised more than $50 million at a high-dollar Florida fundraiser on Saturday night, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The $50.5 million raised by donors who attended the Saturday night soiree in Palm Beach break a record for the most collected at a single fundraising event. Donald Trump there with his wife Melania in Palm Beach. The GOP says prior to this fundraiser, it collected nearly $66 million in March. The Democrats said they took in more than $90 million last month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There is heavy flooding in Russia causing hundreds of evacuations, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
State media says Russia's government has declared the situation in flood-hit areas in the Orenburg region a federal emergency. The regional government says the floods, caused by rising water levels in the Ural River, has forced over 4,000 people, including 885 children, to evacuate. State news agency TASS says a further 2,000 homes have been flooded, bringing the total to nearly 6,000. Russia's emergency situations minister, Alexander Kurenkov, arrived early in Osk, one of the most hard-hit cities, on Sunday to supervise rescue operations. Osk has suffered the brunt of the floods. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mexico said it will file a complaint against Ecuador at the International Court of Justice on Monday following the raid on its embassy in Quito, which prompted searing international condemnation. Mexican diplomatic personnel left Ecuador on Sunday as the two countries severed ties after Quito's security forces stormed the embassy late Friday to arrest a former vice president sheltering inside. Spain and the European Union joined the United Nations chief and Latin American countries in criticizing Quito for the raid, which it carried out to capture a former Ecuadorian vice president. He sought refuge there last December after an arrest warrant for corruption. I'm Joe Ramsey.